us come with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and may find grace in seasonable aid. Those are the beginning of the words of the introit of today's Mass, for the Feast of the Immaculate Heart of Mary, on this day of the month, the first Saturday of the month, in which, of course, we are very graced here, as it has been given to us, the privilege and grace of receiving a plenary indulgence when we come here to pray before this miraculous image of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And indeed, she is the throne of grace. She is that throne through which the capital grace, Jesus Christ, comes to us. And it is no coincidence that the gospel is Mary at the foot of the cross, because Mary is indeed at the foot of the cross. And we should be there with her, and St. John and the other holy ones that were there, who did not run away, who are not cowards. Today, therefore, we look to the Blessed Mother, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, she who gives us the Son of God, who becomes through her the Son of Man, and becomes the Savior of the world. He is the Messiah, the one who was to come and has come, and now we continue to celebrate him. In addition, of course, we see that our Blessed Mother gives us all the gifts that we have, and what can we possibly do except to rejoice in her? And in her, we need to rejoice in him. They are inseparable, the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. For those who try to say that they follow Jesus but try to cut her off, they are wrong. And their belief, if they pursue it to the end, will lead them to eternal perdition. You cannot separate the Mother from the Son, and especially this Mother from this Son. And so as we begin this month of March, which is also dedicated to St. Joseph, her most chaste spouse, and the sweet and loving putative Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we have it all here. And here we have, on top of that, we have the Mass of the Ages, which hopefully will never be taken away from us. But we have to pray for that as well. In the meantime, we know that this is a time of transition. One Pope is about to die, and then they are going to choose another one. Who is it? If it were just politics, we have no chance, because the deck of cards is stacked. However, that deck of cards means nothing to God, nothing to the Holy Spirit, nothing to the Blessed Mother. But we have to pray. You know the old saying, you get the Pope that you deserve. So what do you deserve? You get the bishop that you deserve. You get the pastor that you deserve. And so we need to pray, to do penance, to make sacrifice, and to continue to be aligned very, very closely to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, who is aligned always to the most Sacred Heart of Jesus. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.